What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, site supervisor for the 1883 historic Stutzman County Courthouse, the incomparable Steve Reedburn. And Steve, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren.
We appreciate the company, and we appreciate you joining us today, and very excited to talk about the courthouse. You've been open and operating now since Memorial Day, and very busy, always open from, I believe, Wednesday through Sunday.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about an upcoming concert on the courthouse lawn going on during Buffalo Days, right?
Correct. We have a young man that took art with Sharon Cox, and so I know him quite well, Grant Envy. And he's going to come and play music for us on the lawn for an hour and a half.
Now, he is, if you've ever been to a concert at the courthouse or anything like that, no stranger. He's been through there before.
Yes.
So what can people expect with this concert, Steve? What kind of music and what kind of show can we expect with it?
Well, he's really into Johnny Cash. In fact, he borrowed the courthouse basement to play some Johnny Cash tunes, Folsom Prison Blues and that kind of stuff. I was quite impressed because he's got it down pretty close to perfect. Nobody can sing like Johnny Cash, but he's pretty close.
We can all try, right?
Yep.
So he'll be in here July 24th. This, again, going on during Buffalo Days. And we know there's a lot of things going on that day, but this taking place, I believe, at 1 o'clock on the courthouse lawn, right?
1 o'clock on the courthouse lawn, 1 to 2:30. We're kind of direct competition of what's going on in McElroy Park. But if you have a chance, at least stop by and listen to Grant. He's actually an incredible young man and a good musician.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't hurt. You can bounce around a little bit and right there on the lawn, free and open to anybody who wants to stop by.
Yep. You can just walk up, sit down on the grass. We'll have a few chairs out if you don't want to bring your own chair.
Yeah.
That would be good if you're going to stay there for a while, bring your own chair or a blanket to sit on. And yeah, just have fun. Just listen to Grant. He's a really good musician. You'll have fun.
Steve Reedburn again, site supervisor for the 1883 historic Stutzman County Courthouse. So mark July 24th to be at the courthouse, at least for a little bit or the whole time if you'd like, for Grant Envy, 1 p.m. to 2:30. And then an event coming up here in August, you'll have a Stutzman County commissioner speaking.
Yes, we're going to have the president of the Stutzman County Commission, Mark Closey. He's going to come and speak in the courtroom about being a county commissioner, what is involved, how they get into the commission, what they do as commissioners. And I don't know how long he's going to talk, but it should be interesting.
Yeah, a great way to pick somebody's, pick his mind, because he's been doing that for almost 40 years, I believe.
Yes.
So Mark Closey, again, August 7th will be available. This taking place inside, and what time will that be, Steve?
It's at 11 o'clock in the morning, which is kind of a change from our usual times. Yeah. But Mark wanted to do it in the morning, which is 11 o'clock, and we will accommodate anybody the best we can.
For sure. So again, you want to mark August 7th for that chat with Mark Closey coming up at the historic county courthouse. But Steve, there's always a lot of stuff to see and do in between all of these concerts and these meet and greets, if you will, especially the escape room. That's now open and rolling, right?
Yes. We finally opened the escape room. It is crowded. You can have a maximum of six people in there, and it's still an historic escape. It's tied to the courthouse. It's tied to early Jamestown history. And we think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We've had good reviews. So if you're thinking you want something to do, it's $25 per person. You have to book online. And that's at escape1883.com.
Escape1883.com for that. And I believe the escape rooms run during operating hours at the courthouse, right?
Yes. We don't have any times in the evenings or that kind of stuff. I guess if you wanted to had somebody coming in from, say, New York City that wanted to have a historic escape, they could call me at 701-328-1883. And ask if I would change the bookings for an evening, and we could probably make that happen.
Steve's usually pretty accommodating, we would recommend they go and try it online first before resorting to that, though.
Yep, exactly. it's best because the state, I work for the state of North Dakota, right. And the state of North Dakota does not have any involvement in that escape room. So it's in our building and it's run by the Friends group, but I'm not supposed to go out of my way.
Again, Steve Reedburn is the site supervisor of the 1883 historic Stutzman County Courthouse. So again, we'll recap July 24th, Grand Envy at 1 o'clock going till about 2:30. Mark Closey, August 7th in the courthouse at 11 o'clock. And check out the escape room. And of course, we talked about it earlier this summer, Steve. This will be a chance for people to check out that new exhibit that was unveiled last summer, but maybe was limited last year. You guys have really opened that up this year.
Yes. It's all hands-on. Mm-hmm. Hands-on history is what we call it. And you can type on some of the old typewriters. We have a calculator from the 19th century. You can try to calculate on that. We have a coin counter, and you can actually dispense coins and have it add up in the fewest coins possible as part of the game that we have set up for that. And we have candlestick phones that you can communicate on. Upstairs in the courtroom, we have a stenographer's tool. You can actually do shorthand and have it print out.
Yeah.
So it's, and you can be the judge. You can put on a robe and sit at the judge's bench and use the gavel and have fun.
It is, like you said, hands-on history, a great chance to come and learn more about our history, the courthouse, and everything. So go and check it out. Steve, let's run through your hours and ways they can reach out. I know Facebook, you're very active on there, and there's always that fun game of what is this every week, right?
Yep. We do what is it Wednesday?
Yes.
And we try to find something that people don't usually see, and we've had a lot of fun with that. Yeah. We're open from 10 to 5 Wednesday through Sunday. We're closed Monday and Tuesday. Telephone is 701-328-1883. Steve Reedburn at nd.gov is my email. And Facebook, we are the 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse Historic Site.
There you go. Lots of ways to get involved and participate. The escape room, the upcoming concert, the chat with Mark Closey. So make sure you follow the Stutzman County Courthouse, Historic County Courthouse for that. And Steve, we always appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, you're welcome, Warren. I like being here.